Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a precious opportunity for us to take time out to listen to the Bible and to hear what God has to say to us. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. People fascinate me. I can happily sit watching people because they're so incredibly different from one another in size, shape, colour, height, age and ability. They're all absolutely unique. However, we have one thing in common. We've all been made in the image of God. This is a very interesting way of describing human beings, and not least because the second commandment tells us that we should never create an image of God. That's understandable, because if you make an inanimate image of God, there's every possibility that you'll focus your worship on the image and forget about God himself. And yet God has made you and me as images of himself. Isn't that amazing? What we learn from this is that we resemble God in our creativity, our loving, our kindness, our need to communicate, and in many other ways we reflect the nature of God. I found these insights particularly powerful and precious in the last few years as I've spent a great deal of time with disabled people. I've spent time with people with learning disabilities who've never been able to speak, and with visually impaired people who've never seen anything. I've treasured the fact that, different as our lives obviously are, we're all made in the image of God, and that is more important than anything else. Our society showers us with images of beautiful, young, able-bodied people. We should praise God for the fact that they have been made in the image of God. And when we see a tiny baby born prematurely and supported by a ventilator, an elderly person with dementia, or a person with multiple disabilities, we should praise God for them as well, for they too have been made in God's image. Thank you, Creator God, that we have all been made in your image and reflect your likeness. Help us to treasure every single person. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premier.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this? A movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.